Amen. I do want to thank Reverend Abernethy very much. In the church calendar, let me thank all the boys and girls, the young people, for taking part, reading the Word of God, singing, playing the trumpet. What a wonderful gift that is. And thank you very much, Isaac. And what a blessing it is to be here today and to be able to share it with you. I trust indeed that as we can, adults as well, and those who are listening online, we pray that God today will take His Word and write it upon all of our hearts. And I've got quite a few props with me to help me with today's Bible lesson. And boys and girls, I want you to listen up really well. And very soon we'll be getting started. But just before we do that, we'll do B, we bow our heads, and then C, we close our eyes. Heavenly Father, we want to thank Thee today for Thy goodness and grace towards us, for all that we've heard already. What a blessing it is to be in the house of God on this, the Lord's Day, and with the children. And we ask that You'll bless all these little ones, and that even early in life, they will come to faith in Jesus Christ. Speak to all our hearts. Make the message simple, plain, easy to understand. Lord, we pray that today that You will give that needed grace and help. Make much of Christ. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Now, as I said, I have got you become familiar with new words and even new phrases. Phrases like flatten the curve. Just something that you get out of a tube and blow. We talk about the bubbles and being together in the bubble of our family, etc. Well, one of the new words that has really come to the fore, and we hear a lot about it right now, staycation. I don't think I ever heard staycation in my life before. It's only been recently. And the Americans talk about going on a vacation. And that's a holiday, with the English word holiday, which is our English term holiday. Well, it's a combination of words. So it's a holiday at home. So you're holidaying not on a distant, or in a distant land or a foreign place, but you're holidaying at home. I don't think too many of us will be going on foreign holidays this year. And if you are, well, I wouldn't say the rest of us are jealous, but we wish you God's blessing. But most of us will be holidaying at home here in our own country. And I was thinking, boys and girls, about today and the staycation and vacationing and holidaying at home. And I was thinking about all the wonderful places that we have in our beautiful wee country to holiday. And I was just thinking, well, if there's any place you want to stay at home, it has to be Northern Ireland, with our wonderful sons go on holiday. Maybe it's to the, to the east of the province, if you're looking at the map, to the likes of Newcastle, etc. Or maybe you like to head to the North Antrim coast, to the Giant's Causeway and places like that. And I know that Reverend Abernethy, I know that he likes the Port Rush, that is, Cranfield too. Boys and girls, there are lots and lots of different places. I want to speak today about something that we will find in Port Rush, Port Stewart, Cranfield, Newcastle. We'll find it in those places. I wonder, can you not rock? Shout out. A beach is going to help me with what I'm going to speak on. You'd need this here on the beach, wouldn't you? Rubber ring. Thanks for the lend of that, Mr. Abernethy. And some other things here, let me just see. I'm sure boys and girls like to go fishing and crab fishing. And I've got my net with me today. I've got lots of different props. And, well, here's a nice bucket and spade. I suppose you can guess what it is. And I can't. You need this when you go to the beach. And you're going to be digging in the sand. That's right. Well, here, if you're going to be digging in the sand. So lots of things that we will need whenever we go to the sand. Let me see it. What else here? Oh, another thing. A beach towel. Oh, we've got absolutely loads of things here. And now, I was just thinking, well, if we're going to go to the sand today, there's lots of things that we can learn from the sand. Do you know, boys and girls, whenever we turn to the Bible, to God's Word, we read about the sand. In fact, there, and so today, we're going to look at the theme, lessons from the sand. And what I was thinking was, well, if we're going to do some lessons, we might as well have a blackboard. And here it is. I'm going to set it up here. backboard, up on the chalkboard. Now, this is how Reverend Abernethy and myself, this is how we were taught at school, using a blackboard and chalk. Now, I know that you don't have them in your classrooms anymore. At least I don't think you have your dry whiteboards and all sorts of interactive boards. We learned on the chalkboard. Let me just see if I get some chalk out here as well. There's a piece of chalk. Lessons from the sand. Here's the first lesson we're going to look at. Number one. T-R-U-S-T. Trust, 2 verse 17. The Lord here was speaking, and he was speaking to Abraham, and he said, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed, as the stars of heaven. Here, because I said to my daughter, can you get me some sand? She brought me a sack of sand. A lot of sand. Your family, it's going to be like the sand. Oh, need a watch. It's going to be as the sand upon the shore. I'll set that there, just out of the way. And so the Lord here in the chapter, he said to Abraham, in fact, he tested Abraham. He said, Abraham, and I want you to offer him there as a sacrifice upon Mount Moriah. God. Abraham trusted God. Trust God that God would raise up his son again. And so there, God speaking in the chapter, he says, Abraham, I've seen that you love me. I know, and it's going to be like the sand upon the seashore. Do you know that it's impossible? Tiny. We can't number them. Now, man has sought to number many things. In fact, from a young age, you know what we've all been what we do is we learn to count, don't we? Right from we come into the counters here in the abacus, and you can learn to count. You can do your two times tables. You can add up. And we're learning how to add things. People love to add things. People like to add up. In fact, things they love to count their money. But whenever we think about some men, scientists in particular, they love to look at different things and try and count up and add up. In fact, let me just see here down in the back. Things that man is able to count. And then there are some other things he's just not able. In fact, if you look down here in the microscope and you can see the little thing on the whatever you call it, the dish, on the slide, should I say. All-knowing wise man as he sees himself. In fact, I was reading a university quote, and the university, the Smithsonian University, said, it's actually not, and the final count is 37.2 trillion cells. Wow, what a good guess, huh? Right when we were in the womb in the belly. In fact, God sees, and he knows all about us. And he knows exactly every cell in our bodies. Why? Because he created them and he made them. Here's something else that man has sought to count. Or the various places, and he sought to... Hold on a second. Oh, Mr. Abernethy, you're very far away. Oh, wrong direction. Some shining up. Right, okay. That star is shining there. Right. Now, I looked online and thought, I wonder how many stars there are. Now, where did I put my chalk? Let me just see. I better turn the board sideways, and you'll see why. Man has said, regarding the stars that there are, you ready for it? 1,000,000,000 God knows the exact number. Why? He created every single one of them. He made them all. Now, here's a wonderful thing, boys and girls. Wouldn't you think it would be a very wise thing to trust the God who knows every cell, who knows every star, who knows everything, who is all-knowing and who is all-wise? Well, God said, Abraham, just as the stars are in heaven, innumerable, so your generations are going to be like. the sand upon the shore. The Bible tells us and reminds us, and we've heard it today, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall listen about trust. Now, there's a sorry, we're going to need a hoover up here, Mr. Abernathy. And I had to work the hoover, and I had some job, I can tell you. Trust. I couldn't find the power button. Trust. Another lesson is a lesson about T-I-M-E, time. I want you to remember this. Boys and girls, I want you to remember when you're down at the beach and you're there in the sand. God is faithful. He made a wonderful promise to Abraham. And you can trust him. But I also want you to remember there's a lesson about time. Job spoke of the fact that he knew he had many days ahead. He said, I shall multiply my days as the sand. Now, Job was saying, I'm not done yet. There's time ahead for me. But boys and girls, no matter how much time we have left, you know what? It is very short in the sight of eternity. Our days here upon earth, they are but short. They're short-lived. Now, I've brought something here that reminds us about time. Do you know what it is? It's the hourglass or the sand timer. And here's the way most people live their lives. Looking at the hourglass here, the sand timer. This is the way they live. Oh, sure. I'm just... The time is short. We're not to boast ourselves of tomorrow, for we know not what a day will bring forth. Now, whenever we look at the sand timer here, in reality, here's the way it should be. Because we don't know how much time we have left. You can't see how much what's run out. You see, that reminds us about our lives. That at any moment, our life could end. And we could be taken out into eternity. Now here's the thing about the sand timer, okay? People live their lives if they know how much time they've got left. It's not going to stop. Boys and girls, the Bible reminds us that life is brief and that life comes to an end and is very short. Here is another T-R-E-A-S. I hope there's no teachers in here. You are a treasure. A lesson about treasure. You can all see it, okay? A lesson about treasure. Now, whenever we turn to the Bible, we find that the Bible speaks in Deuteronomy chapter 33 about treasure that's hidden in the sand. I'm sure that at some time, boys and girls, you've seen somebody with maybe a metal detector, some sort of detector, precious and valuable, and there they're out looking for what? Hidden treasure. Treasure that's buried. Maybe a ring, a gold coin, something valuable. Well, we read about the blessing that Moses pronounced on each of the tribes of Israel. Referring to Zebulun, there they shall offer sacrifice of righteousness, for they shall suck the abundance of the seas and of treasures hidden in the sand. Basically, Moses was saying, boys and girls, Zebulun and Issachar, what was going to happen was God was going to give them the wisdom, the ability. They could produce that beautiful purple dye that comes from the oyster. And also, they could use the sand to produce the likes of this, and not water, glass. Do you know that sand has got lots and lots of different uses or usages, not just for building, etc. It's made up of, you think of the grains of this here. They are tiny. Sand, what would you want with that? It's worthless, it's useless, it's not worth anything. But you know what? God says to the tribes, you'll take the worthless sand and you'll produce and you'll make something beautiful. Beautiful glasses and vases and lovely ornaments. Now, glass is made from liquid sand. That's what it's made from. You can make glass. Now, and by the way, we're not promoting this or recommending this. Do not do this at home, okay? Glass is made by heating ordinary sand until it melts and it forms into a liquid. Now, the temperature that it needs to reach to turn into liquid is what? It's extremely hot. Do you know that mirrors are also made by sand that's heated and it becomes a liquid, extreme temperature. And you think of the mirror, you think of the glass there. You look into the mirror, you see your reflection. And God says, oh, he'll take something that's worthless, that's useless, and he'll make it beautiful. And it'll be so beautiful that it'll reflect his image. Of course, salvation. And God is able to take us and our lives and save us and make something beautiful with it. But just one last word in closing. A lesson on trust, on time, on treasure. But a lesson here. A lesson on tragedy. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Now, could you imagine going there to the beach, maybe to Torella Beach, whatever the beach may be, and there's a house and somebody has built it. You know what you do? What are they doing? They not realize it's not going to stand. It's going to fall down. The Sermon on the Mount to a close, to an end. He'd been preaching about the kingdom of God and the way to heaven. And he sums it all up in a parable. A wise man and a foolish man. A house built with a solid everything. And a man who lost everything. I wonder, what is your life built upon? You see, the foolish man, he didn't have a foundation. Imagine trying to build on this, on sand. No foundation. No, you need to build on that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. What a great tragedy. What a great loss to think that there are men and women and even young people here this morning. Lord, the Bible says, great was of all of it. In other words, whenever you die, you'll be lost. Lost forever without hope. The great news, the grand news of the gospel is this. You can build your life, and you ought to build your life on the Lord Jesus, on the right foundation. You should trust the all-knowing, all-loving God. I trust that your life will not end up in the tragedy. Don't live your life as if you know what tomorrow will bring. Don't live your life thinking, oh, well, I know how much time I've got left. No. Today, seek the Lord. Call upon him. And I trust that you will come to Christ. Live for Christ. Boys and girls, you remember when you go to the beach, you lift up the sand, you play with it. To trust the Lord. Your life is short. God can take your life and make something beautiful with it. A wonderful hidden treasure. But what a tragedy to die without the Lord. Thank you so much for listening up, for giving me your time. I want to say a huge thank you. And I trust that God will speak on through his word.